Now,
back to more of the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Until the 9 o'clock hour here on the High School Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. So glad you're with us. Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker in our Midtown Atlanta studios, just keeping an eye on games. Some we're watching and some we're just following scores. It was great hearing some of our updates that came to us in the last half hour. And my goodness, some scores that we've been monitoring and watching. Anything else has been jumping off the page. I'm seeing some games. Westminster is leading Greater Atlanta Christian 27-13. That is a third quarter score. Also, St. Pius is up 41-0 on Northview. That is a third quarter score as well.
Sam, a game we want to keep an eye on all night. Stevens County 14, Jefferson 10 at the half. That's a game that's... There's going to be some hitting going on there.
Yeah,
14-10 at the half. Stevens County with the lead, but a whole nother half to play.
All right. Down in Fayette County, Whitewater is home against Troop. Troop is up 10-0. That is a third quarter score. In that one, Spalding is at 1-1 against Upson Lee. They're both 7-7. That's its third quarter score in that one as well. Commerce is trying to get their second one of the year. They're playing Madison County. Commerce is up 14-6. That is a third quarter score in that game.
Looks like down in the south part of the state, Camden County up 35-6 on Rebalt, Florida. So Rebalt is going down. Richmond Hill 27, New Hampstead 7, and Morgan County 14, Greene County nothing. Now, both teams are great. These teams are ranked.
Okay.
Greene County's going to be great this year, but Greene County small school, Morgan County a little bigger school, but they're right down the road from each other. Last year, Greene County beat Morgan County. It was their only loss in the regular season. Morgan County trying to get some revenge this year, but Greene County got the buttermilk pies.
Well, I know Morgan might want to take that buttermilk pie to get that win tonight.
They're going to beat them and take their buttermilk pie.
Beat them and take the buttermilk
pie. Coach Banks ain't not going to stand for that. They got a half left. He's not going to stand for that.
Defend the buttermilk pie.
That blasphemy will
not stand. Defend the buttermilk pie. Don't let them take it.
Carrollton's up 56-0 on Lithia Springs. Pebblebrook up 33-0 on Meadow Creek in games that got away. But how about Grayson defending the state's honor tonight? Playing in the third quarter in North Carolina against Mallard Creek.
That's one of the good teams.
Mallard Creek's one of the better teams in the state of North Carolina. But tonight, Grayson up 28-7, big on Mallard Creek.
Rockdale County, and I had a chance to write something on Rockdale County. Great story, getting off to a 3-0 start. They're taking on Alcovey. And one thing, you know, Coach Bonner, Coach Kaderick Bonner was out there saying, he says, you know what? He said, they didn't warn me before I took this job about this new Rock thing, you know, and then New Rock is like Newton County, Rockdale County.
Oh, New Rock.
New Rock. Yeah,
I didn't know where you were going with that either.
Yeah, he said New Rock. He said because the schools there have this rivalry. Anytime one from one county plays the other, it's a big deal. And he didn't realize that. He says, man, it turns out every other week it's a rivalry game around here. So they played Salem. They're going to play Heritage later. And tonight they're playing Alcovey, of course, they're from...
That's a New Rock.
Yeah, that's a new rock.
New Rock game.
And so it is 3-0.
We're using that.
New Rock game. It's a New Rock game, and Rockdale is leading 3-0 third quarter. Bulldogs trying to go 4-0 for the first time, I think, since 2019. Let's see if they get it done.
Yeah, COVID really, really hurt the teams in Rockdale County, including Rockdale County. So 3-0 in the third quarter, that's a low-scoring game.
Yeah.
You think maybe these guys maybe read a little bit, maybe read that Sam Crenshaw article a little too many times?
Well, I don't know. It's just me. They're probably getting a whole lot of press down there right now. Different people are talking to them right now. So, and they get it's something you got to get acclimated.
You know what's funny as a coach? Well, I mean, I jokingly say that, but as a coach, you really, I think, as a high school coach and a person that cares about kids, you really want to get your students as much exposure as possible.
Right.
So it makes the coach really happy, Sam, when you reach out and say you're going to write an article, or when GPB comes to town, or when the High Five Sports pep rally comes to town. I mean, it really genuinely makes the coach happy, because that's just positiveness for those kids who work so hard, right?
Right.
But in the back of your head,
uh-oh,
you do want to say,
uh-oh,
Well, I hope these kids ain't worrying too much about this because, you know, we're going to start with 0 points on Friday. You know, yeah, it's going to be 0-0 on Friday, no matter how many times High Five Sports, can they put it in your face and Kelly came to the school or Sam Crenshaw wrote an article about you. You're going to start 0-0 on the game on Friday. So it is a little bit of a catch-22.
Right.
But all joking aside, that publicity is really important for those teams that are trying to build up. And that's why we always talk about them. You and I both have kind of a fondness for the Rockdale counties of the world.
Right.
Because they need that. You know, we get so much publicity on the same old teams. And you know, so I commend you guys that pick out those teams and celebrate them. But I am telling you, like 2% of the coaches kind of, you know, wanting y'all to stay away a little bit longer. 98% is happy you're there, but 2% is like, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. We hope it's not bad. We're going to keep an eye on this game and see how it ends up. It is a third quarter score. Another third quarter score. Cherokee, they're off to a good start this season. They are leading Lambert 27-14. That is a third quarter.
That really could be a big win for Cherokee. You know, Lambert's got a good team. Cherokee trying to establish a good season. They're kind of at that point where they could go both ways.
Mm-hmm.
A win over Lambert would be big for them. So that will be a game to keep an eye on, see if they can finish that game.
Kale 2-1, they're trying to bounce back. Kale fell last weekend. They're trying to come back this week. Third quarter, they're leading Wheeler 17-13. Cambridge up 14-13 on Denmark. The second quarter score, Cambridge trying to get to 4-0.
Yeah, Cambridge was another team, Sam, that had a fantastic performance last week. And I'm telling you, one of the hardest things for a high school coach to do is to get the players to give the same consistent effort, consistent energy, consistent execution every week. And the best teams can do it, and that really is what separates the best teams from those teams that have nice moments. You know, they have a win here and there. And you can see it in some of the games we're hearing tonight. Some of the teams we really pumped up last week.
Right.
Maybe you're struggling this week, right?
Yeah.
And that's part of that high school inconsistency that's going to be natural, and you as a coach got to work it out of them.
Got some other scores here. This has turned out to be a good game. His second quarter score, this game may be at halftime now. River Ridge 16-0 on Woodstock. Woodstock came into that game 3-0. Toombs County 14, Rome 9, third quarter.
Mm. No, Toombs County is really good.
Good.
I didn't know
right.
I didn't know they're hanging with Rome good.
Yeah.
But they are really good. Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, Rome may get right though. There's still some time left in that one.
We have to see what happens with that one. That one jumps out at me.
That does jump out.
Lumpkin County is up on Dunwoody 35-6. That is a third quarter score.
Yeah, Lumpkin County got a great program now up in the North Georgia Mountains. Hillgrove 17, Marietta 13. Hillgrove sneaky building a nice season together here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. We watch and see what happens with them down in Henry County. We got some games here. We got Ola leading Jones County 7-3. Ola 3-0. They're both teams are 3-0 in that one. Union Grove is up 21-0 on Woodland Stockbridge. We'll keep an eye on that one as well. Stockbridge is up 17-14 on Eagles Landing. That's still a second quarter score. They got to be getting close to halftime to on that one as well.
How about Norcross 34? Walton 0 in the third quarter.
Who saw that coming?
Man, that is a fantastic performance tonight by Norcross against a very good Walton team.
Yeah.
Chapel Hill 16, Etowah 10 in the third quarter.
Wow, didn't see that one. We got Pebblebrook up 33-0 on Metal Creek. That is a third quarter score as well. Eastside is up 20-7 on Archer. You know, Eastside, one of them New Rock schools.
New Rock.
Another New Rock school is Heritage. They're playing Miller Grove. They are scoreless in the third quarter. So this is when, you know, now you got me watching for the New Rock. Watch to see what happens with any of them. Those are some scores from their games. And then we got an update from Day-Day. Update from Day-Day Lewis. Let's check in with him.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Damian Day-Day Lewis live at Decatur High School. Guys, we've reached the half, and it was a relatively quiet second quarter, but each team would find the end zone at least one time. But it's still Decatur on top by 22-20. Your score here at the break. We'll see what adjustments are made by both teams. But, again, a lot of fireworks early in the first half. We'll see if they'll continue throughout the second half. From Decatur High School on the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker, I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, thanks a lot, Day-Day, for that update. And
Now, we've dedicated our prime segment to Stevenson High School.
Yes, we have.
We've sent our best person, Day-Day Lewis, to Stevenson High School.
Yes, we have.
And they're down 22-20 at the half. Come on, Dom.
Nothing to worry about. There's a lot of football left to play. Only 2 points.
Dom's hanging in there with him.
Absolutely.
He's hanging in there with him. That's all right. That's all right, man. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do, you know, as we keep up with it, with these games tonight. It's tremendous. Hope you've been with us throughout our show. You know, earlier we did spend some time talking about the things that took place at Appalachia High School. We had the athletic director, Ralph Neely, that joined us. And their game, obviously, tonight is canceled. They were to have played Monroe area tonight. And also the other school in the county.
Yeah, Wander Barrow. Wander Barrow. County.
Their game, they're supposed to play second year, and their game was canceled for tonight. And there was one other game canceled tonight up at Hart County against Flowery Branch. So those are some games. If you're looking at your schedule and you're noticing there's no scores, those games are not being played tonight. And as we continue tonight, we're going to share some information. Well, if you want to show some support for the faculty, the students, or anyone that's been involved with the school up at Appalachia, we're going to give you some information of where you can do that as well. We appreciate him coming on with us here tonight. As people have been focusing, you're seeing the A on the back of helmets. We're seeing it on fields around the state, moments of silence before games start. All in honor and remembrance of what took place this week at Appalachia High School. We haven't forgotten about it. We are very much presence of mind, but we are letting you know what's happening as far as the games around the area tonight. The games are going on as, you know, we seek to do something that gives us some strength and gives our community some unity, and that's, of course, the games we love on Friday night, and we're keeping up with them. You stay with us. We got more coming up as we continue here in the 9 o'clock hour on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Games High School's Football Scoreboard Show.
Friday night, Under the Lights. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Chris, and we're nice and warm and dry here in Midtown Atlanta studio.
Absolutely.
I think most of the rain is probably blown out from around the area, but some people were getting some rain earlier in the evening. Hopefully, it's, you know, didn't deter a lot of people from going out and enjoying the games tonight.
Yeah, look, it's dry in here.
Yeah.
It's a moderate temperature. There's no gnats. If you missed our earlier discussion, you know, this is a beautiful place to be in here.
Night into the Nats. You know, I had a run-in with the Nats once down. I was down in South Georgia. And I won't get into real descriptive stuff, but I was out of something with some of the county fathers.
Yeah.
You know, the people, they're welcoming you to town and whatever.
Yeah.
And they had like a pig picking and something that people, and they're fanning and they're knocking the flies.
They're just stirring them up.
People,
they don't go away when you swat at them.
And the guy leaned over and said, "Hey, Sam, how you like that South Georgia Air Force?" I said, "I wish you could do something about them." You know, that's just.
Now, you know, I'm from South Alabama, Sam. I'm from Foley, Alabama. Yeah. Like, gnats everywhere. Worse than Tifton, okay? I just got away from them. I thought I left that place in my life. You know, I got away from that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when you get down there about Macon, maybe.
Yeah.
They come back.
They call it the Nat line.
Yeah.
You get down below that so far. We got a final score here. LaGrange is beating Trinity Christian 41-7. final, LaGrange with the win that game.
You know, Trinity Christian, a team that won the back when it was single A private, they won the private state championship a few years ago.
Okay,
but the multiplier thing where the private schools have to play up has really, really impacted them. Now they're playing in that higher classification with LaGrange. That's a region game.
Wow.
LaGrange and Trinity Christian.
That's tough. That's tough when you have that kind of assignment. Some games have gone third quarter. Some other ones here. Social Circle, Whitfield Academy. They're playing at Whitfield Academy. Whitfield Academy is up 28-14 over Social Circle. Third quarter. Fourth quarter score, Wesleyan is beating Best Academy 40-0.
Wesleyan.
In that one.
They had a good team this year.
Yep.
Yeah, Wesleyan has a good team. North Cobb 36 now, Cass 7. So North Cobb really controlling that game midway through the third quarter, and Creekview now up 49-20 over Lassiter in the third quarter.
Man, other third quarter scores here. We got Union County 28, Murray County 6. That's the third quarter score. North Cobb Christian over Sonoraville 17-14 third quarter score in that game. We got a third quarter score out at Bremen where it is homecoming. They're playing McNair. Bremen is up by a score of 17-7.
Okay.
Third quarter score. That one, of course, there. All the thoughts there are on the quarterback, Carson Kimple, who had a severe injury last week and remains hospitalized. But they are remembering him. I saw a picture of all the students gathered on the field, I think yesterday, on the football field. Just
at
for
Bremen.
At Bremen yesterday for him. And we wish that young man all the best in his recovery.
Long recovery. But he's a tough young man. The coach reports just a tough young man, and he's going to make it. He's going to make that recovery. Sam, do you remember there was a time like years ago, you know, we've been doing this a while now. You know, we're not new at this.
No,
where they had like a buzzer or a bell or something over here, and I would hit
it.
And like if it was really something.
Really?
I don't know.
Where did that go?
I got now is a thing of Clorox wipes and a water bottle. I'll just bang it like this, I guess.
Oh, no.
Toombs County 27, Rome 9.
You know, we were wondering about that score a few minutes ago.
I thought it was going to go the other way. Like, I thought Rome would come back on. Yeah. But 27-9, Toombs County over. That's Does anybody in Rome even know where Toombs County is on a map?
They will after tonight.
But they will today.
Dom,
you know where Toombs County is? You couldn't pick that thing out? I don't know if I could. I'm talking all this trash. I may not could be. I know they got a great football team, but it'd take me a minute to find them. But I know about where they are. And
the fact that they're doing this with Rome, you know, and we mentioned they are a good team. They are a good team this year. But you said you didn't know if they were Rome good.
Yeah. Well, they're one of the absolute best teams in that single A Division One.
Yeah.
But that's single A. Okay, Rome is Rome.
Yeah.
They were on TV with Carrollton last week, giving them all they wanted.
True.
I mean, that's another echelon of football. So, Toombs County, literally and figuratively, putting themselves on the map tonight.
Tonight, big time. If they hang on and survive and win this one, that would be really big. So, we're going to keep an eye on that game as well as they head for the finish in this one. East Forsyth is 3-0, looking to go to 4-0. They're leading Chesterton 20-7. That is a third quarter score. Adairsville's up 44-0 on Woodland Cartersville. That's a third quarter score as well. Got Cartersville up 14-3, third quarter score on Calhoun.
And Langston Hughes, 14-6 over Douglas County. A little surprising, maybe?
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Douglas County considered one of the top two or three teams in 6A, which is the highest class now. So Langston Hughes giving them all they want in Douglasville. Like, this is at Douglas County Stadium, a tough place to play, and Langston leading now 14-6 with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. So, you know, we're getting down to it now.
But I wonder how long did it take Langston Hughes to get to Douglas County? You know,
it took like 15 minutes
with
traffic.
A few years ago, it took him a long time to get to Chapel.
Yeah, but see, that coach probably didn't send them all the way around like I did Coach White, you know, that time. So I'm glad he's forgiven me for that. That was only 15 or 20 years ago. He still brings it up. What year was that flood, baby?
Yeah, he does.
I think it was like 2009. Dom was in about the third or fourth grade, and we're sitting here still talking about this.
Yes. You know? It took him a long time to get to your place.
He never lets me forget it. It did really. And you know, the reason he doesn't, the context there is it really did affect the game. Like, we were at home they get off the bus ready to play. So, I mean, it's like 7:15, and they're just now getting there.
Wow.
Because there was a flood. 2009, there was a flood right over there at that Sweetwater area. And it had made a lot of the roads between South Fulton County and Douglas County not passable. And so they really did have to go a long way just to get what was right down the street. And they get there at 7:15 or so. Well, we've been sitting there. We're the home team.
Yeah.
We're ready to go. You know, they're having to get off the bus. They've been on the bus an hour and a half to drive 15 minutes. And, yeah, I think we kind of got on up on them early and kind of stayed up and won the game. So I'm glad to see he's forgiven us, and he's not letting that hang on to it, you know.
And you guys are sitting there like, we going to play some ball tonight or what?
Yeah. Now, you know? I have also avoided Coach White's team since. I don't know if I've played a game against them since. So I knew better. And no team I coached wanted any of this Douglas County team. Okay, so he won in the long run, okay? He won. Yep. Douglas County is driving here, though, Sam. Looks like they're inside the red zone trying to tie it up here if they can go for two. You know, down 8, 14-6. So they can punch us in. We'll keep people updated.
All right, 3 minutes to go in the third in that game. Meanwhile, in the third quarter, Jefferson is now leading Stevens County. Jefferson's up 17-14 on Stevens County, and that is early in the third quarter, early in the second half of this one. We'll be keeping an eye on how this one goes right down to the finish, because that sounds like it's going to be a really good one.
I got one. We mentioned earlier Sprayberry and what kind of nice season they had started out, but Sprayberry now behind. They're having to dig themselves out of a little hole here. I know you reported earlier they had the lead, but now Pope 21, Sprayberry 16.
Mm.
16. So only a 5-point game, close game. But Sprayberry is behind, trying to continue to stay undefeated and have one of their best seasons in a long, long time. Allatoona up 27-14 on Holy Innocence in the third quarter.
Okay, that's another third quarter scores. We'll keep up with these games and we're going along with them. We got to keep up with how things are going over Day-Day's game too. He's got Stevenson and Decatur, and he'll be checking back in with us to let us know what's happening with that one. We got a third quarter score between Cherokee Bluff and Habersham Central. It is 14-13, Cherokee Bluff with the lead. We got Oconee County up in the third quarter. They're up on Loganville, 38-0. North Oconee is up 22-0 on Clark Central. Kelly Price is up there for Fox 5. We hope to get an update from her
after that game is done. Yep. Putting it on them.
Yep, they are.
North Oconee's good, man. Clark Central got a good team this year. North Oconee's good. Yeah, I'll be curious to see what Kelly thinks of them.
Yep. We'll see what she thinks of that when she checks in with us a little later on as we watch those games as they continue. Which other one that we haven't talked about? Eagles Landing Christian, Locust Grove. Locust Grove is up 14-7 on Elka. That's a third quarter score. Yep, 14-7. That is a third quarter score. We got Carver Atlanta up on Monday's Mill, 29-0. That's a third quarter score. They're playing that one, I think, over at Lakewood Stadium this evening. And
Coach Miles.
Yep. Coach Miles looked like he's going to get his second win there. Lovett is up on Pace Academy, 14-0. That is also a third quarter score. Coach Muschamp, team looking to go to 4-0 with the win tonight.
Mm. Both teams scored since the last time you mentioned it was just a few minutes ago. Jefferson now 24-21,
man,
over Stevens County.
That was
so
quick.
Game going back and forth quickly, yeah.
And going back and forth, we talk about what a good game we feel like that one's going to be. We're keeping an eye on that one as well. Druid Hills leading North Springs. That is 21-7. That's a third quarter score. Remember, Druid Hills was a team that had a really good season last year. They played a non-region schedule. Just to get, you know, and what that does for some teams, no, you can't make the playoffs, but you can instill some confidence, get some good habits, and you'll learn how to finish games, learn when things don't go your way, you know, maybe, you know, get that resiliency to come back. And I think that's what we're starting to see with a program like that. We saw that, you know, a couple of years ago with Chamblee.
Yeah.
We saw it some with Dunwoody. You take that step back from that.
A step back to take some steps forward and to not go 0-10 or 1-9 every year, give yourself a chance and Druid Hills did that last year. They really did. So look forward to seeing what they can do. A game that was hyped in the small classifications was Rockmart and Ringgold this week. Okay, Rockmart up 20-7 in the third quarter in that one over Ringgold.
Okay, we'll watch and see what happens as that one moves along. There's another one that I was looking at just a moment ago. That's a third quarter score, East Hall and North Hall. North Hall's up 21-16. That is a third quarter score as they lead East Hall. And you talked about the Jefferson game and how the scores are just changing, going back and forth in that one. So those are some of the games that are going on tonight, and the scores continue. We keep an eye also as Douglas County's gotten on the board.
There we go. 14-12.
14-12.
For two to tie it.
This one's coming down to a great finish as well.
I learned this radio business. Sam, it's called a tease.
Is that what it is?
14-12. We'll let them know when we get back.
We'll do that as
They're
well.
They're going for two.
when they get it, we'll let them know.
I'm learning, right, Dom? Yeah.
Stay tuned for more Scoreboard Show. We'll let you know. Stay with us.
This is the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Radio 929 The Game at 929thegame.com. It's a Scoreboard Show. And when last we spoke with you, Douglas County was going for two.
Yeah, 14-12. They're going for two to try to tie it. We went to commercial.
How
I know dare. Everybody's been waiting.
Just hang
What
on.
Happened, Sam?
What happened? They got the they were successful in converting, and we're all tied at 14.
14-14, Douglas County and Langston Hughes, two of the best teams in the state, going to the fourth quarter tied.
Yep, got a minute to go before they go to the fourth quarter. This game may just come down to whoever has the ball last. We're going to keep an eye on that one as well. We spoke earlier about Bremen and the fact that they're playing tonight and what happened there last week. And we have someone who's checking in with us there from Graddick Sports. Coach Charles Jetmore is down there. Coach, welcome to the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris here in Atlanta. Tell us how things are there at Bremen tonight.
Well, and I really appreciate you having me on. Bremen got over the things that they needed to get over, Sam. A quarterback who is coming out there and starting his first varsity game. A team that when they walked out on the field, McNair, I was afraid the field was going to tilt. Big, big, big. And homecoming and recognition of people who had done real well for them in the past. I mean, it was a lot of hoopla, and you and I both know, Sam, that could be a huge distraction.
Can it be.
Bremen did, you know, they handled their business. Now, I had to leave to get here to Graddick to do our red zone.
Okay.
But when I left, these are my observations. I left right after halftime. Bremen's coaching staff has done an incredible job of getting their kids to have a level head, not too emotional, and yet not get down. And things didn't go well for them, obviously. However, they were able, because of the coaching staff and their camaraderie, to break back on them. McNair, Lord help. They have got athletes, but they're so busy jumping offside and not having but 10 on the field and on and on and on and on that they really did not have an opportunity, in my opinion, to show what they really are.
So at the time you left, what was the score of the game?
I believe it was 17-7, best I recall.
Yeah. Okay.
So you got a new quarterback. You got a team that's obviously had a tough week. Talk to us a little bit about what you know of the community and the week, how they're able to handle all the emotions that have happened in the week with their quarterback, you know, being injured.
Well, I don't know if people really know the Bremen community, but it's more than a community.
Mm-hmm.
Bremen is a heartfelt bunch of just good old folks, and they rally around their kids anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This, the rally was there, but what began to happen that I just think is incredible about football in general and this community was it just creeped out into this whole West Georgia area, and then it has gone nationwide. Carson, he underwent a second surgery today, and it was successful. They had to, fuse one of the vertebrae, and he's going to be headed to the Shepherd, I call it rehabilitation. They call it spine surgery. It doesn't matter. Pretty soon, as far as his spirits are concerned, let me tell you what that kid did. When he got out of surgery, he was in the most gosh awful pain. Well, all of a sudden, he and the Lord had a connection, and the young man was at peace. I mean, it was incredible. A lot of the guys that are on the football team, and just some of the guys, went up there with the guitars and played a song for him. I mean, most every team around here has had his number, the number 7, on their helmet. Mm-hmm. The great coach at Georgia called and wished well for him, or was on, well, I call it called. So the bottom line is the good Lord does things for a purpose. And this community, and I'm talking about the entire West Georgia community, whether you're a red devil, a blue devil, a lion, a tiger, it doesn't matter. They are West Georgia strong.
Fantastic. Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking a little time. I know it's a busy night for you. You're hustling back from the game to get ready for what y'all love to do down there. Y'all do a tremendous job. I've tuned in sometimes, so I know you got to get ready for that, but we appreciate you spending some time with us here this Friday night.
Well, it means a lot to me that you guys care enough to ask me, and I won't forget this, Sam, I promise you. So thank you very much. Y'all keep doing what you're doing because y'all are top drawer.
What we're going to do with Coach Jetmore, we're going to check in with you some more this season. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Take care.
All right. So here's someone that talking about, and there we got a little update there on Carson Kimball, had another surgery today.
What a week, Sam.
Yeah.
What a week. But, you know, obviously you can sit here and talk about the things that have happened this week. You got a young man who's facing multiple surgeries, spinal surgeries, very serious injury.
Mm-hmm.
You got a school hurting from just an unspeakable tragedy. And there's going to be plenty said about the negatives of that. But how about these people supporting and coming together? You know what I mean?
Thing,
so
right?
That's what we want to celebrate, because we can control that. We control what's going to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
We can't control what has happened.
Right.
And you do like to see that in sports and high school and the band and the cheerleaders and all that. It just kind of brings some of that to you, you know. It doesn't matter what your personal beliefs are, or where you came from. You know, you get in that stadium, and it's just about your team trying to win the game.
Absolutely. And yeah, you talk about in that West Georgia area now, Friday nights are special. Friday nights are very special out there. And he painted the picture of first of all, how big the McNair team was, and
I'm scared he might take my job. He was doing a little better job. They calling him coach and everything.
He was being quite descriptive there.
That McNair team must have been pretty big.
Yeah. But Bremen seems to be up to the test, and they're playing with a lot of emotion.
Big challenge there for Coach Russell and that staff, you know, to kind of split in time between being sympathetic and trying to be there for the family and be there for the young man, and then keep the other guys as normal as possible, try to keep them in their routine, try to
How do you do that?
I don't even know. I mean,
how
do you do that? What you do is you do the best you can, Sam. So whether you're at Appalachie now, whether you're at Bremen, or whether you're at another place dealing with maybe not as significant of a thing, but dealing with things that coaches do, you do the best you can.
Yeah.
And you just lead and you just love the kids and be there for them. And that's what you're seeing this week, a lot of people doing that.
All that don't come in the job description.
It doesn't. But it is what you're there for.
Right.
And you do learn it. You didn't know why you needed to be there for something you never thought of like a tragedy, but you did show up because you wanted to be there for children. You wanted to be there for young people when they were in their formative years, learning and competing and playing a game. And so, yeah, I mean, when you're a kid, you're sitting around drawing plays, trying to think you're going to be a coach. Yeah, that's the fun part. You don't always get to do that. But you do learn to have – you do learn that that's what the job will entail, and it's why you're out there, to be a leader. These kids need leaders in the tough times. Don't always need leaders in the easy times.
Mm-hmm.
They need leaders in the tough times. And so I'm glad we've talked to some people today who are leading these young men. We got some great people at Bremen leading that team, and we got some great guys at Appalachia leading those people.
Absolutely, absolutely. We got an update here before we go to the top of the hour. Day-Day Lewis has an update from that Stevenson game, Stevenson and Decatur game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Debbie and Day-Day Lewis live here at Decatur High School, where the third quarter has come to an end. And guys, it's Decatur on top, 29-20, and they will have possession here when the fourth quarter takes place. But here's what happened in the third quarter, a big turn of events. Stevenson forcing Decatur to have to punt the ball away, but they would muff on the return attempt, setting Decatur up at first and goal from the 9-yard line, and Darius White would punch it in on the very first play of that ensuing possession, and that's what gave them this 29-20 lead. And then just now, just before third quarter came to an end, Stevenson driving, and they fumble the ball at the Decatur 2-yard line, and Decatur takes over, and now here to start the fourth quarter, they'll see if they can add another score. So again, 29-20, Decatur on top of Stevenson, here to start the fourth quarter from Decatur High School for the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, thanks a lot, Day-Day. They head for the fourth quarter.
Yeah, 29-20.
And that's still time now.
There's time, but that's two scores now. We're gonna have to get going.
You got to get it moving.
Tell you, though, we like to give Dom a hard time about Stevenson, but the truth is Coach Felton and that Decatur team, I mean, man, they just kind of keep coming at you. You know, they're one of those teams that they go a little under the radar maybe on the state level. You know, I don't think a lot of people think of them like they think of Stevenson or the old Southwest Decatur team, or, you know, I don't think people think of them.
Right.
But if you really look at the scores in the last 4 years since we've been doing the scoreboard show, they just kind of show up. You know, they just show up, and you don't hear too much about them, but they play really good football there. And so I'm not surprised, a good game, and I don't think it's over. I know Stevenson made some mistakes, but they got good players, good coaches. They give themselves a chance here, but they only going to get a few more possessions, Dom, so they're going to need to score on all of them probably.
Dom,
you know, that's where they are.
Dom's done it.
Yeah.
Dom said,
They need Mike Davis. Is Mike Davis available?
But it sounds like we need to stop shooting ourselves in the foot.
That's what it sounds like. And that is what happens. And early in the season, you're going to see some of that. And, you just got to find a way to win the game. That's why the score, the distance in the score doesn't matter, guys. So it doesn't matter if you win ugly, pretty, by 40, by one. You're just trying to win. So what Coach Yelts needs is a field goal and a touchdown. And to shut them out, and then just go home and get mad about all the things that didn't go well. But you just want to have one more point than the other team this time of year so you can get the win, get the positiveness that comes with that. But, yeah, there is going to be a lot of mistakes. And if they don't win, Dom, it'll be because they made these mistakes. They, you know, you just don't deserve to win when you don't make the plays you have to make.
Yep, got to keep it clean. Got to keep it clean. Got some scores here. Final score, Pebblebrook has beaten Meadow Creek 39-6. Lambert has come back and taken a lead in the fourth quarter. Cherokee has been leading this game throughout the night, but now Lambert leads 35-34. They're playing in the fourth quarter. Alcovey has taken a lead over Rockdale. As is New Rock.
New Rock.
Alcovey. 6-3. They're playing in the fourth quarter.
Man.
You know, Coach Barner won. He said, don't let that record fool you.
I'm telling you, they read that Sam Crenshaw article
record fool you. And Alcovey's up right now in the fourth quarter. Oh, my goodness.
6-3, you said?
Yep, 6-3.
Okay. Yeah, they're like a baseball game.
Yeah, it is.
So there's still time. There's hope. But they're going to have to get going on offense if it's 6-3 right now.
Yeah, they're in the fourth quarter.
I got a couple finals for you, Sam, across the state. You know, Carrollton final today, winners over Lithia Springs, 63-0. Final, Baldwin in Middle Georgia, winner over Cross Creek, 51-22. Final, Camden County 62, Ribault, Florida 6. So Camden 4-0. I told you, Camden County has a tight end that, I mean, is like the guy. I mean, like I don't know if it's fair to do the Brock Bowers this but in that maybe group below him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That good. And I think he's going to UGA, if I understand right. But big time.
Okay, you want to be in part of that tight end room. That's a talented room.
You might need
room.
To reconsider that and go to Alabama.
You want to drop that. You want to drop that out there, right? You'll drop that out there for him. Just in case.
I'm sure he's listed. I'm sure he's really going to make an impact. In the fourth quarter, Hillgrove is up 24-13 on Marietta. I'm telling you, Sam, that Hillgrove team might be one of those teams you guys watch. you know, as you hunt for teams who are, you know, maybe making a stand, regroup. You know, Hillgrove had an unbelievable program for years, but it really had fallen off the last 4 or 5 years. Kind of seemed to be on the way up. Marietta, one of the blue bloods, you know, over there.
Right.
Hillgrove beating them by 11 late in the fourth quarter.
We'll watch and see what happens with that one. They're in the fourth quarter now. Mill Creek, North Gwinnett tied at 24.
They got them back.
In the fourth quarter.
And that North Gwinnett team is tough.
Yeah.
Mentally and physically tough. Not surprised they were able to come back. Be interested to see how you can finish. Sometimes when you got to make a big comeback, it actually makes it a little hard to finish. Believe it or not. You know, if you ever watch a game and teams up three touchdowns, you know, it's 28-7. They get it back to tied 28, and then they lose 35-28. You know, like you see that the energy it took to catch up can be tough. So we'll have to keep an eye on that one.
Watch out for that one. The fourth quarter score as well. Collins Hill up on Parkview 20-10. That is a fourth quarter score. Buford just pulling away on Roswell here, 52-17.
That's 52?
52-17.
I think Buford trying to say, look, us too, you know.
Right, right.
You didn't hear as much about Buford this year, have you?
Yeah.
You're not hearing as much about them, but I'd be reminding you, they're still there.
Just in case you forgot. Norcross 41-14 on Walton. That is also a fourth quarter score. All right, headed for the top of the hour in the 10 o'clock hour. More scores, more updates, more interviews, and also in case you missed our school day segment with Mike Davis, that's coming up in the 10 o'clock hour as well. You stay with us on the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.